Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in between work, so it's going to be pretty tight for me. So hopefully I get to the fireworks.
Okay. And this is our co-host, Leo, that's speaking, correct?
Yes, that's Leo.
Okay, Elio, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, what brought you into the radio? I mean, this is only our second segment for the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we're delighted and we're honored to have you as a part of our staff here. We're going to have a good time. This is going to be a good show, and looking forward to more shows to come. But tell the audience and the listening viewers of the I Got Something to Say radio show a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a father. Of one, I have a daughter. Her name is Peyton. I currently work at a hotel right now, but I'm a performing artist, a poet, singer, songwriter, dancer. I was a dance teacher for a while, and then I went away for surgery, and now I'm recuperating and hopefully to get back to the stage. I've done plenty of shows, main stage productions for Temple University. I just got out of XXL magazine for February and March edition that was introducing my project. I'm just an all-around artist, fine arts artist, a graphic designer. I do a little bit of it all. So, yeah, that's Elio in a nutshell.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. So, go ahead. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. That is one of our hosts for the I Got Something to Say radio show. And then also joining us, you know, reintroducing ourselves because, see, this is not going to be just a hit or miss type of show. This is going to become your, should I say, your branded, your household, your neighborhood show. You're going to be looking forward to hearing us, getting to know a lot of the characters, the sketches, the news, and all the good things that we do. You're going to want to be a part of this show, and I believe it. So once again, as our producer stated earlier, take your chance and give us a call here at 718. And what's the rest of the number, Mr. Producer?
766-455-3718. 766-455-3. Check out. And if you got something to say, definitely give us a call at the I Got Something to Say show. And we really going to see if you got something to say. I mean, if you got a mouth full of grapes, you really ain't got nothing to say. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you got
Absolutely.
Peanut butter in your mouth, you ain't got nothing to say. You know, so give us a call, you know, and we want to see what you got to say, you know, some of the topics we're going to be talking about, some of the music we're going to be playing. So definitely make sure you guys check it out.
Definitely. And we also have one of our other hosts in the show in the studio here. What's going on, CK?
Not much. I'm just sitting back, taking the atmosphere. I'm loving it. As far as Wednesday, I'm pretty much going to be with family. Hopefully my son probably come by and we hang out. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm a father of one, 8-year-old little boy. I am a spoken word poet. I am an author. I just released my second book called Episodes, Common Sense, Messages, Passages, Reflections, and thoughts and all that good shit. And my first book was released in February. The title FIRE stands for Freedom, Independent, Revelation, Emancipation. All of it's poetry and my thoughts combined.
Okay. That's wonderful. So, see, we have a well-versed staff here at the I Got Something to Say show. And our executive producer, once again, the founder, the owner-operator of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. D Slate. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in some of the other shows in which you have on the radio network aside of the I Got Something to Say show.
Well, absolutely. You know, we got quite a bit going on. You know, we got a lot of things going down with the I Got Something to Say show. We're going to have quite a few great guests and poets on the show. You know, throughout this season that I Got Something to Say show, as well as tomorrow, you know, make sure you guys tune into the D-Hour show, the Tuesday spot with myself and CK. You know, we're going to be getting it in with RC as well. We're going to be getting it in, and, you know, we're going to be having some great poets on the show, as well as we're going to be talking to actress Cherie Johnson. You guys may have known her from Family Matters. She's going to be in the building with us tomorrow, and we're going to be getting it in with her. Wednesday is the 4th of July, so we're taking a break, and so you guys won't be getting you won't be getting any nod your head Wednesday until next week. But you know they got a great show coming up next week, so make sure you guys tune in. And also, this Thursday we have a special Celebrity Thursday going on this Thursday. Miss Fabulous and myself and Amber, we're going to be getting it in and talking to Neo Soul Superstar Music Soul Child is going to be in the building this Thursday. So we're definitely going to be getting it in. And we also may be getting it in with Miss Leela James as well. So make sure you guys keep it locked. We got a great show coming up this Saturday on Indie Up Saturday. So we got some great shows coming up. And also tune in, you know, the coming Sunday for the Covenant Cafe. We got some great artists that's going to be on there as well. They play great gospel music, great inspirational shows. So make sure you guys check it out. Just keep tuning into the D-Hour Show Radio Network every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You guys, you never know who's going to be on the show. That's why you got to keep listening. You got to check it out.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And he is the executive producer for the IEYE Got Something to Say show. Before we get into our first musical break for the evening, we are just starting off with the new month. Can you believe it is the 7th month of the year? This year, where has the year gone, right? Y'all agree? The year is really, really going fast. So a couple of things that are going to be observed in the month of July. Y'all listen to this. Now, this is some crazy stuff. Okay, this month you have cell phone courtesy month. You have dog days month. You have family reunion month. You have National Black Family Month. National Grilling Month. National Ice Cream Month. National Hot Dog Month. National Independent Retailers Month. National Make a Difference to Children Month. I like that. National Recreational and Pots Month. National Share a Sunset with Your Boo Month. It says lover, but you know, I had to put a little urban twist on it. Your Boo Month. Social Wellness Month and Women's Motorcycle Month. And this week, and particularly the week of the 1st through the 7th, we have Be Nice to New Jersey Week, Freedom Week, and also International Chicken Wang. Not wing, but Chicken Wang Week coming up next week, y'all. So always stay tuned for some crazy, crazy stuff. And particularly today is the 2nd of July. Today is I Forgot Day. So what did you guys forget to do, or what did you not do, or what do you want to forget for today?
I almost forgot to wake up.
Wow. Who does that?
I wanted to say sleep. I almost forgot to wake up.
Okay. All right. What about you, CK, Elio?
Me, I forgot to pay a few bills today. I kind of wanted to forget that, you know, those bills rolling around at the beginning of the month. So, yeah, that's for me.
Okay, so you think that would actually work if you went into Sprint or any of your wireless networks and say, hey, today's I Forgot Day, so I should have some type of no service? Yeah, that doesn't count. Yeah, what about you, TK?
That's hard. I'm pretty much the same with Dean. I probably forgot to wake up. I wanted to sleep in for the rest of the day as well.
Yes. All right, check this out, guys, too. Also, today is Made in the USA Day. Now, I'm not going to be stereotypical. I'm not going to go to the left field on this one. But what is actually made in the United States? What's made in the U.S.? Everything else is made in what? What's the word, what's the magical country by default?
China.
Made in China. Ding, 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 ding.
That's what I was about to say. I mean, everything, I think everything I got say made in Taiwan. I think I only got one thing that say made in, I think I got one thing that say made in Compton, and that's about it.
Exactly. Right. And I checked the back of my shirt and looked at my neck, and I even have a barcode on my neck that say made in Taiwan. There you have it. I got something to say. And last but not least, today is World UFO Day. What in the world is this world coming to? UFOs, really?
Really?
Yes. UFO stands for You Fooled All of Us. all of us. No, that's not going to work. But we're going to make it work. And that's what we do here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. We're going to go into our first musical network, or should I say first musical set. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about some juicy gossip news, as well as following up with our discussion about the BET Musical Awards last night. I want you all to call in and weigh in on that. Some interesting things that happened. Also, we're going to talk about the Olympics. That's the mid part of the show. Towards the mid to the latter part of the show this evening, we will be also talking about, listen to this, tall women who date short men, and thin men who date full plus or plus size women. Yeah, I got something
that's
to
like
say.
A,
I got something
like
to say. So we,
That's like a meatball dating some spaghetti. That's kind of crazy.
Right, exactly. And then towards the latter part of our show, our question is, our deal breaker question of the day is going to be, you just came into contact with winning a cool $1 million. And the only caveat of that money is you have 24 hours to spend it. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm chilling here with. Oh, yeah, you're right about that. Yes. I'm chilling with L-E-O-C-K as well as our executive producer, Dee Slate, and I'm going to go over to Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. So after this musical break, we'll be right back with some more of the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
And I tell you when you're being a pain in the ass, which you are 99% of the time. I'm not afraid to hurt your feelings. They have like a 2-second rebound rate, and you're back doing the next pain in the ass thing.
So what?
So it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. And we're going to have to work at this every day, but I want to do that because I want you.
You're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back into the scheme of things with the I Got Something to Say show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone. Go by the name of Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Ms. Fabulous. And I'm also tuned in with my co-host, CK in the building and LEO in the building, as well as my executive producer, D. Slate of the D. Hour Show Radio Network. How are you gentlemen doing this evening?
Great.
Y'all looking good. Now, every time I get up to go get some water during the musical breaks, why do you all keep looking at my posterior?
I mean, it can't help it right there.
Because brothers like back, okay? We don't like whack, we like back.
Right. And see, LEO, he quiet, and CK quiet, because every time, I promise you, it's like the eyes. But you know what? I got something for that. Jasmine Sullivan could have been.
See, brothers, okay, we like a woman with back. I mean, there's a lot of women that look like they got hit in the butt with backpacks. But we like women with back, not backpacks. I mean, that's just, you know, that's what we like. That's what brothers like. You know, I mean, I know we talked about, you know, UFOs earlier. I don't know. I truly believe, I believe I'm from another planet. I think the planet could have been called Brother Real Soul. I think that's what it was called. I'm from the planet Brother Real Soul. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Brother Real Soul. That's the planet I'm from. I know it's got to be.
Wow. So what, do you all speak the Queen's English or modern-day English, or do you speak urbanism? I mean, what do you speak?
The native language on Brother Real Soul is Ebonic, but, you know, some brothers that's really real, you know, there's some parts of Brother Real Soul that's called really real. So we speak normal English, but and that's why we get along with human beings so well, because, you know, when they talk to us, you know, when we came here, we didn't know what to expect with all the different languages, you know, so we just kind of went off the cuff, you know, and just, we said, okay, well, maybe we should bring our Ebonics language to the planet, and that's what we did, and then, you know, now we got a lot of people out there taking credit for our Ebonics, you know, making dictionaries and stuff like that, so we really didn't appreciate that, so we might have something to say about that.
You really had something to say. I got something to say. I'm kind of offended right now because, you know, during the month of July, I was reading off all of these observances and weird and crazy celebratory type of significant occurrences in the month of July. Okay, look, is it just me, or why does it have to be National Black Family Month in the month of July? Why? Because it's the hottest month of the year? I mean, why?
National Black Family Month. See, I'm trying to figure out who's coming up with this nonsense. National
Black. Well, I have to overstress that.
So when is it white family month? You know, when is it Asian family month? When is it Latino family month? And that's what I'd like to know.
Yeah, I'm going to ask, go ahead, I'm sorry. You know, this is funny because we're sitting right beside each other. So, like, okay, and your lips are moving, and go.
But I was going to say, I mean, why do we got to have that particular day out of the month? We got, you know, how come we can't have something all year round? They, you know, we get cheated by the 28 days in February for Black History Month. Come on now. I mean, I'm not pleased at all.
Right, but at least July has 31 days. And as we were on our video, or should I say radio musical break, I came across some other things. When you all were watching my posterior, I was actually going to the computer to get some more information. So did I say cell phone courtesy month earlier? Yeah, cell phone courtesy month, family reunion month, herbal prescription awareness month, learn Arabic month, National Baked Beans Month, National Bikini Month, and look, check this out, National Bikini Month.
Wait, you said National Bikini Month? Wow.
I said National Bikini Month. I did not use it.
So why don't the ladies know it? The ladies, it's National Bikini Month. You ain't got to be at the beach. If you want to go to the grocery store with your bikini, if you want to come to the it's National Bikini Month. You guys need to follow what's going on. It's National Bikini Month, ladies. Let's get to work with the Bikini Zone, okay? Let's uplift our days, our national days in our country. Come on, what's wrong with you guys? You got to work with
it.
Right, but on Capitol Hill, you dare not to say the word vagina. Come on now. It's National Bikini Month, and it's election year, but don't say the word vagina on Capitol Hill. I'm just saying. I got something to say. But let me continue with this list because it's very, very interesting. National Doghouse Repair Month. Okay, really? So they have the dog days this summer. All this stuff is making sense. National Grilling on the Old Barbecue. I didn't even know there was a new barbecue month. Really?
National Doghouse Repair Month. First of all, the dog better be lucky to be in my house. So,
exactly.
Him having his own house, he better be lucky he's in my house.
I'm so pleased right now. Look, check this out. Listen, guys. National Home Inspection Appreciation Month. If your house don't pass inspection, what are we appreciating that we're going to have a bill that is astronomically out of this world? I mean, I'm grateful for a house with four walls, granite, and indoor plumbing. Thank you. But at the same time, really?
And you know what? Really, if you don't take advantage of National Home Inspection Month, it's going to be National Home Invasion Month. So I think you need to be taking advantage of that.
Right, I got something to say. National Hot Dog Month, National Make a Difference to Children Month. I believe I mentioned that one. This is an interesting one. National Hot Dog Month, yes. Hot Dog.
So I guess Oscar Mayer is going to have it on sale at the grocery store, right?
That's what I'm talking about. If it's National Hot Dog Month, all the hot dogs need to go on sale for 24 cents. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
National
exactly.
Hot Dog Month. They need to go
out there. Why are you weak over there, Elio? I mean, you have something to say? Why
are
you weak?
Oh, no. I'm listening to that. I'm thinking 24 cents a hot dog. I won't get one free.
I'm weak, man.
You know.
That's what Elio tweet. I mean, you got to throw a number out there. So I figure, hey, it's been $1 and $2 and $3. So if it's National Hot Dog Month, let's just drop it down to 24 cents a pack, and let's go ahead and get us some hot dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, how about an extra 10% off for the girls that wear bikinis?
Yeah, exactly. All of this stuff can go together. Now, listen, the Our Show family, if you're out there listening, look the rotation of your brain. They say utilize the right side and the left side of your brain. And now, out of all of this stuff that we say per month, the only thing that's sticking to these gentlemen is the bikini, National Bikini Month. Okay. Out of all of the stuff that I said now, I'm the only woman in the studio now. Out of all of that stuff, the rotation of the men, cerebral, come on, cerebral brain.
And we brought a bikini for PJ to wear. She didn't even wear it. So we're saying that all the women need to uphold our days of the year, our days of the month, their national days. We need to uphold that. So, ladies,
exactly.
Yes.
We're handing out. I approve
that message.
You handed out two pieces on every corner, on every street. Get your two pieces, go to work, go to the grocery store, whatever you got to do, put the two-piece on. Let's honor the day.
Yes.
Okay. Right. And you would agree, CK, of course. You would agree. But what I'm going to ask you to do is go to the other side of the studio right now. You're on punishment for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Sorry. I wanted you to post a picture of yourself in your two piece. I guess I go sit in the corner.
Brother, you know what, CK? You are an intelligent brother, CK. You are an intelligent brother. That's right. It's National Bikini Day. Ladies, put your two piece pictures on Facebook to honor the day. That's what we're saying.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Make
sure you tag me.
I'm going to be right there in front of the table with my two pieces of baked chicken and celebrating National Bikini Month and National Baked Bean Month and all of that. But this is a couple of more, ladies and gentlemen, of the D Hour Show, a.k.a. the I Got Something to Say Show, which is a part of the D Hour Show Radio Network. Listen, they have National Wheelchair Beautification Month. I like it. I love it. It's eclectic.
Wait, wheelchair beautification? So you mean to tell me to anybody that got a beat down, ugly looking wheelchair, that means they need to beautify it? Is that what we're saying?
Hit my wheelchair.
We are all God's children. That's what I'm saying.
So you're trying to say that because they need to beautify the wheelchair, right?
Yeah.
You basically need to take your wheelchair to Earl Shy or Mako or to the body shop so they can hook it up and put some rims on it, you know, whatever you need to put on your wheelchair to make you look fine.
We got to call it exhibit. It's only right.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, we got to call exhibit so we can, you know, pimp out the wheelchairs.
Okay. You in the corner, and CK, you still are our punishment. You are really tired. Both of y'all, I'm not going to say anything because you're the boss, so I'm just going to move on to the next and final last participatory observation of the month. Yes. Okay, here we go. Dun, 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 dun. This is National Freedom from Fear of Speaking Week. Freedom from Fear of Speaking Week. So I'm going to go on Capitol Hill, and I'm going to say vagina, 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 vagina.
Can you do a YouTube video of that so I can have that as a recording? I like the way you said vagina. That kind of like got my attention.
Go back in your corner, CK. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Look, I'm all tongue-tied, tied, twisted, and everything, feeling all, beautiful. Yeah. Wow. CK?
It'll be just my luck if I go on Capitol Hill screaming vagina, a whole bunch of transvestites come up to me talking about, you was hollering, you talking to us? You know, so I'm in the news. I'm in the press. You know what I'm saying? I'm out there like Eddie Murphy. You know, so I can't get out of like that.
Right, but now see, it's liberation of women's rights, women empowerment, and we feel free. And see, you know, we are not our dress. We are not our hair. We are liberated. We are inspired. Women make on average 77 cents less than our male counterparts within the U.S. dollar. So, therefore, we have to inspire, we have to aspire, and this is our way. I saw no harm whatsoever. This is my 5 minute on the table. I got something to say, spew right quick, and I'm going to jump off my soapbox. There's nothing wrong with women being able to express themselves, so I don't see why it was derogatory, why it was not the place to express your feelings and so forth. There is power in the pearls. And that's all I'm just saying. I do have something to say. There's power in the pearls, and there's power in words. So maybe what I should do is go on Capitol Hill, put on my two-piece bikini for Black Family Month, and make sure I put some baked beans and some hot dogs and get on Capitol Hill and scream vagina. Very politely.
There it is.
Yeah.
And you may become the next president. That's all we're saying, you know. So
we have hot dogs and for dinner in the White House.
Absolutely, there's nothing wrong with that. There you go. There you have it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna get ready to take another musical break at this time. And when we come back, we're gonna get into our discussion for the evening. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to weigh in on the discussion, our executive producer, what's our number once again?
Yes, indeed. If you would like to tell us what you have to say, if you got something to say, give us a call at 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553, and definitely get it in with us. We're going to be talking about the discussions. We're going to be talking about the BET Music Awards. So definitely get it in with us. We got some music. We're going to get in with you guys real quick. And when we get back, the I Got Something to Say show is popping off once again like over Redenbacher. So if you like cheese on your popcorn, then you better come on back.
Here you have it, the I Got Something to Say show. Let's go.
Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back in tune to the segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show. And I'm here chilling. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, all one the same. And I'm also joined by my co-host, CK in the building, L.E.O. in the building, and my executive producer, D. Slay. How you gentlemen
yes,
still
I'm
doing? Y'all all right?
Yes,
good, man.
I went outside for a little bit, and I noticed that some of the women are actually taking the initiative for the day and wearing bikinis. So I walked up to them and I thanked them. I said, well, you know, thank you for recognizing National Bikini Day, and you just keep doing it and tell everybody else to recognize it. So I think there's some ladies out there that's actually listening.
I hope you get some pictures.
Yes, somebody said they have a what on? Maybe my ears are deceiving me. I hope I didn't hear you say the word bong. Really, I'm about to Earl right now. Gross.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't hate on any type of bikini. I mean, if you feel you have to wear a thong or a G-string, I'm not a hater of bikini types. So I don't hate on things like that. If you feel like you have to wear that, hey, by all means, it's a free country.
Express yourself.
Absolutely. Well, for the Mind Your Business Monday segment, I'll give you a little bit of industry news. This whole thing with Chris Brown and Drake, I want it to be over. Nobody's the best. Nobody's going to run it. Nobody's going to stand underneath Rihanna's umbrella. You know, we just need to just apologize and play some basketball. And in the words of the late, great Rodney King, can we all just get along? Well, this is the latest news provided by the Associated Press. Chris Brown added the fuel to his dispute between himself and the rapper Drake over the weekend, releasing the insulting rap track aimed at Drake on Saturday. The Associated Press goes on to state that Mr. Brown's decision to ratchet up his war of words with Drake came in just as the dispute seemed to be dying down the day before he was scheduled to appear on the BET Awards. It was generated another round of stories on hip-hop blogs and so forth that focused on the attention on the performance of the award show. Since he's first injured into a brawl, several acquaintances of Drake, on the 14th of June at a club, WIP in Manhattan. Drake was also at the club, but maintains to be that he stated that he left minutes before the violence started. In closing, nobody wants them to see the beef, and this is something that was stated by one of the members of a rap group on MTV. They both make really great music, and they're both very talented, but at the end of the day, as men, they have to figure out what is exactly there is that they're going to do. This has gone on way too far. Basically, also, it's gotten to the point that it's becoming very profitable for a lot of people. Even some industry promoters would offer them a cool million, from my understanding, a cool million for them to fight it out and then be able to give a million to the charities of their choice. 30 seconds or less from everybody that's in the studio. What are your thoughts on this whole situation? This is our segment for Mind Your Business Mondays. I'm not going to mind my business on this regard. I have to say something because I think it's gone too far. What are your thoughts on this, CK?
I think they're petty. This is just getting out of hand, personally. You know, it even goes back to when Biggie and Tupac was at it back in the day, and East Coast, West Coast, and it was like, this is just giving me a headache. I'm too old for this shit right now. I'm sorry, I had to put it bluntly. I'm too old for it.
Right.
That's all I have. But.
Okay, what about you, Elio? What's your thought?
My thought is it is a little bit tiring, and I think it's getting political, in the aspect of just trying to get more fans. Basically, it's unnecessary. I couldn't in a million years imagine these two beefing over a bunch of nothing. So I mean, it's nonsense. Just end it. Make music. Live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, this is some more information on Mind Your Business Monday. We're not going to mind our business because we got something to what? We got something to say. So, therefore, Mary J. Blige's fried chicken video was a mistake. The R&B star Mary J. Blige said that she has deep regard as into filming the ad for Burger King's Crispy Chicken Ranch Snack Wrap, as the video was widely panned as a racist kind of implement. The singer apologizes to the fans for taking it to the radio station and saying that she will be told that the video will be shot in more of an iconic way. I'm not really certain what that means, but okay. But at the end, it made her look as if she was ridiculous. Hey, I don't know if our executive producer, D. Slate, what are your thoughts on the whole situation with R&B artists of African-American influence, you know, promoting, doing some promotional consideration for Burger King, but out of all of the particular item menus they have, why chicken?
Well, you know what, I want to say this. First of all, I've seen the commercial, and that's truly nothing prejudiced or racist or anything, any hidden windows behind it. First of all, everybody has to have some type of blame. So if you want to blame somebody, blame Burger King for choosing that particular item for her to advertise. Now, the thing about it is that it's not offending me. You know, it's not offending me that Mary J. Blige is doing a commercial about a chicken. It's a chicken wrap, okay? It's not like all the brothers and sisters are at home with chicken wraps talking about, I can't believe she did that. You know, so I really don't think that's what it's about. It's not about, I don't think there's any serious racial issues behind it. I'm not offended by it. I think the commercial was classy, and I think it's cool. So there's no big deal about it. I mean, there's so much hidden prejudice and racism going on all over the world, and people want to concentrate on a damn Burger King chicken wrap commercial.
Out of all the things that she does, you know, in a positive light, Mary J. Blige is one of my favorite, you know, R&B entertainers, you know, actresses, philanthropists. She has overcome and she has succumbed to a lot of adversity and things of that nature. So she's done a lot great, you know, and for us to focus more so on, you know, promotional consideration, I think we need to redirect our attention towards something else. But let's get into the discussion. I have two more things that I want to put on the round table before we actually get into our deal breaker discussion about weight, height, and preference for dating. This is where we're approaching the middle to the ending of our show with like maybe 40 minutes to go. But basically, let's talk about a little bit about the BET Awards, shall we? How many people in the studio seen the BET Awards?
I haven't.
Okay.
Well, actually, I saw some of it, and I haven't got a chance to finish watching the rest of it. I'm gonna probably do that today. But actually, I read something about a situation that happened with it earlier today. An article on Yahoo that I read about it. But I guess apparently there was a situation with Mike Epps and the group Mindless Behavior came out, and they were introducing a segment in the show for best female artists, R&B artists, or something like that. And Mindless Behavior made a comment, when Mike Epps was singing, they made a comment like, oh, man, your singing is real bad, like Lauryn Hill's accountant bad.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And they said that, and when they said that, a lot of people laughed at first, and then everybody was like, oh, like, booing it. So I heard that Beyonce got upset. She was upset about it, and when she went backstage, she told one of the women backstage that, you know, she said that she thought that was unprofessional and real disrespectful. Now, granted, I understand where Beyonce was coming from. I understand you saying you felt like that was disrespectful or whatever, that them cats said that and they made a joke about it. But first of all, understand something. People make jokes about all type of things that's going on in the media. That's what people do. That's what comedians do. So, you know, the thing about it is that, first of all, yeah, that's really messed up. that she's going through that. But guess what? You know, paying your taxes and making sure your taxes are getting paid, that's Lauryn Hill's responsibility. You know what I'm saying? And she should have been making, you know, a better conscious effort to make sure that that stuff was being done. Because there's too many celebrities these days that's getting broke off by the IRS because they decide over the years they weren't paying their taxes or they let some shady accountant take care of their taxes instead of them taking care. I'm going to tell y'all right now, education is important. And I'm going to stress that really big. Education is important. You need to make sure you got a really good education because when you start relying on other people to handle your finances and your money, those are the type of situations that happen. But if you're taking care of it yourself, then the only person to blame is you. So if you're taking care of it yourself, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Right, exactly. I want to share some other tidbits or some other obscenities and highlights and tributes. The main thing that occurred last night, the biggest topic of discussion by way of the BET Awards is obviously the tribute to the late, great, one of my all-time favorite, Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston's mother, Cissy Houston, provided an emotional highlight of Sunday ceremony where she sang Bridge Over Troubled Water in tribute of her late daughter, leaving the audience members like Beyonce and Soulja Boy in tears. But Cissy Houston's soaring performance that brought the audience to their feet had many dabbing their eyes. The tribute came 5 months after Houston's death. She died the night before the Grammy Awards of an accidental drowning complicated by heart disease and cocaine use. Some other comments that were made, it started to be during the opening number where Wes's G-O-O-D music group, which included Big Sean, Pusha T, which, by the way, is from Virginia, and 2 Chainz. There were long moments of censored silence when the rapper's performance, Mercy, through it all, not offending words, were bleeped out. Moments later, Jackson's, the show's host, Samuel L. Jackson, by the way, was joined by Spike Lee, and they did a comedic version of Jay-Z and Wes's hit song, In Paris, to laugh. The censored police also worked overtime with Rick Ross's performance with the Maybach music group. Yes, during Nicki Minaj's performance and acceptance speech for the best female hip-hop artist. Minaj's win was her 3rd consecutive time taking the prize. Some other interesting facts for the evening was Kanye West was most nominated the act of the night when Jay-Z won the ceremony's top prize, earning the video of the year for Otis, and they won as best group. Beyonce was the 2nd most nominated act with 6. She won the Video Director of the Year along with Allen Ferguson, the Best Female R&B Artist, and thanked the genre for her female influences. She stated, I fell in love with music by listening to R&B. It's the core of who I am. And given a special thanks to Lauryn Hill, Mary J. Blige, and Whitney Houston, my angel. In closing, Chris Brown was also a double winner, picking up the 2nd consecutive win for Best Male R&B Artist with his Fandonium Award for the 3rd time, and D'Angelo returned to the television spotlight with his 1st performance in years as he attempted a comeback. Interesting. Presenters include Taraji P. Henson, as well as Tyler Perry, Kerry Washington, and Jamie Foxx, who wore a T-shirt who had the pictures of Trayvon Martin, very nice, the Florida teen that was killed by the neighborhood watchman, George Zimmerman. And Frankie Beverly and the Maze were honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, where they were serenaded by their performances provided by Tyrese, Faith Evans, and Jill. The Reverend Al Sharpton received his humanitarian award and urged the crowd to vote this November. Overall, I think there were some things that were probably lacking, or some over-the-top stuff, or look at me type of moments. But overall, I believe the BET Award was probably a lot better than it has been in the past. 30 seconds or less around the room. What are your thoughts? You have something to say. Starting with
Ayo. I had a comment on that Mary J. Blige situation. If I can briefly go back to it.
Sure.
No, we was talking about Lauryn Hill, and we was referring to
coming at her financial situation, and we have to look at it like we didn't feel no type of way when we came at MC Hammer when he went bankrupt and
exactly.
he had financial issue. I mean, you got to look at the bigger picture. You can't knick-knack on those little things. It's life. It's life. And like these ladies said and stated, it was her responsibility to keep up on her finances and obligations, and that's her fault. Just like MC Hammer had responsibility to keep up with his obligations. So I mean, you can't pick and choose what we defend. And in reference to Mary J. Blige and her commercial for Burger King,
mm-hmm.
I thought about the case with Flavor Flav when he humiliated himself, and he stated on national TV. The reason he did so, he didn't look at it as a racial standpoint. He looked at it as, I'm making money. He's like, if they're paying, I'm doing it, regardless of what they're doing or what they're saying about me. So if Mary J. Blige didn't have a problem with doing that, we shouldn't have a problem with watching it, period.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, it's about the dollar bill, yo. I don't believe it's anything that was compromising of her character. She's still outstanding, prolific, epic, paramount artist that is much needed in the community. And she is a great representation of African American influence for us women. We need more people to model good music. Of course, she's had her ups and downs, but hey, that's called being human. It takes a just man or woman to fall 7 times, but on that 8th time, when they rise and be able to understand, hey, it's not about me. At the end of the day, we should all hold hands and kumbaya. And the late great words of Rodney King, can we all just get along? I think we can. And let me bring out something. This is also the season for the Olympics. And I pulled up this article because I thought this was very, very interesting. By the way, we have quite a few great Americans who have qualified for the Olympics. Of course, we know that the Olympics is taking place in London this year. These are just some terribly stats and facts about the Olympics. Let me see. For the living arrangements, they are living or they're staying basically in college dorm-style rooms. Very interesting, right? So when you think of the Olympics, you're thinking about luxury, 5-star hotel accommodations. That would be a no Ghost Rider on that one, or no for 200 Alex. The sleeping accommodations is a spread across 11 residential blocks separated by orderly tree-lined courtyards. In layman's terms, yeah, like a college dorm. Most athletes were shared, putting emphasis on share rooms, like an apartment. The size varies from 1 to 5 bedrooms. It is pretty much a 13,000 square foot gym by way of a medical center as well as dry cleaners. Now, for the food that is being furnished at the Olympics, the food among the biggest concerns for organizers who would need to serve, get this, as many as 60,000 meals a day. Could you imagine? There are no ordinary meals. Michael Phelps alone consumes 12,000 calories a day. At the 2008 Beijing Games, stated each day that he had a fried egg sandwich, 5 egg omelet, 3 slices of French toast with powdered sugar, 3 chocolate chip pancakes, and a cup of coffee, 2 cups of coffee every day. There are 25,000 loaves of bread, and at the end of the London Games, athletes will be tucked away with an estimate of 90 tons of seafood, 25,000 loaves of bread, and 360 tons of fruit. Wow, interesting. The serving stations are sorted by culinary preferences and traditions to include Indian, Asian, Mediterranean, and Afro-Caribbean dishes served at different counters and the best of British areas. Local 5-star restaurants are serving things such as sausages, brown sauce, and English mustards. And of course, the number one franchise, Forbes 500 company. What company do you think is in the mix? Just take a stab at it. Golden Arches. What do you think?
McDonald's,
of course. McDonald's is always going to be in the mix for something as such. Also, some other well-known sponsors to include Coca-Cola, Powerade, as well as Abbey Well Water. Maybe that's really big. The British
airways. And all this information was provided by MSNBC and the Associated Press.
When you said go to Arches, I almost wanted to say McDowell's at first, but, you know.
Coming to America.
It's not a lot of McDowell's around, so I really didn't want. I was just trying to get them out there so people can go and, you know, go to McDowell's and support that brother. You know what I'm saying? Go to his restaurant, support him.
Exactly. So that's just a little information. I mean, you're not really hearing a lot about the Olympics this year. I think with the budget the way it is, and, you know, just people just barely trying to make it, we have to make certain that we support our American athletes, because it takes a lot of dynamics to be able to be categorized as a great athlete. But at the same time, you know, there's just so many other things that we're consumed with. We're just basically trying to stay cool and to kind of make it, because this heat wave is claiming the lives of a lot of people. Here in Arizona, it is hot beyond hot, and the East Coast, the West Coast, the Midwest. So, ladies and gentlemen, our D Hour Show family, the I Got Something to Say radio show family, definitely make certain that you're consuming plenty of water, that you're taking cool shelter. My heart goes out to animals, elderly, construction workers, and most importantly, the homeless. You know, because these are infants. These are populations or demographics as into where they really can't do for themselves, or they're kind of constructed as into or limited as into what they can do. So, you know, when you say a prayer or to whomever, you make certain that you keep these particular genres or demographic of people in your prayer, because this heat is something else. And just to think it's only the beginning, right? So we got to pay attention to the signs. I got something to say. Also, I want to touch on a couple of other things, but before we get into our last part of the I Got Something to Say show with our deal breaker discussion, we're going to probably take maybe one or two songs real quick, take another musical break. We're going to come back and get in with our table discussion about if you were able to win a cool $1 million. That would be great.
That's
real. Also, right, gentlemen?
That's
but the caveat is, right, you only have 24 hours to spend it. And to all of my thin-featured men, why would a preference of dating a plus-size woman, what would that mean to you? And to all of my tall women, do you have a problem? Does height matter? Does width matter? And no, I'm not talking about anything other than relationships. Get your minds out the gutter. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm chilling with my co-hosts in the building, CK, LEO, and my executive producer, D Slate. I'm the hostess with the mostest, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice. We're going to get into this musical break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Say something.
Yeah, I just want everybody to know it's hot outside. I know it's hot in a whole lot of different states. You know, try to stay cool, you know. And I know it's really hot this summer, so people try to stay cool. Just earlier, you know, I took a walk, you know, to pick up the mail, and the devil was outside selling cookies pops. So, look, it's real hot outside, okay? It's real hot. You know, I think I got an icy cup from them, too, but it's all good. It's real hot, so just try to stay cool.
Yes.
It's the I Got Something to Say show. We're gonna kick it off with my man Andre Henry with Tell Me About Your Day. Let's get it.
About entertaining me. Attention all shoonistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, we are winding down with the evening for the I Got Something to Say show. This is the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, the lovely Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice. And I'm also in the building with the very, very handsome CKLEO and my executive producer, D. Slate, of the D Hour Show Radio Network. And we have been having so much fun in the studio. We've talked to everything about from crazy occurrences and holidays and observations during the month of July to the BET Awards recap. I'm so excited. I can't even get it together. No, is it excitement or is it just hot? Hot. And then also, somebody's, hold on for a minute. CK, can you please get the door? It's my brother.
Yeah.
Tell him to come on in here, please. You got it?
Come on in. Come on in.
Is it GB? Is it GB at the door? Hey, what y'all doing? I ain't doing nothing. Y'all, sure y'all trying to be funny. Y'all see me out there trying to look through the window. D Slate playing the music, and he ain't even trying to open up the door. And Elio, and the alien, he ain't trying to be right. And KC, you always trying to be funny. Hey, sis, hey, Boots. Hey, GB.
Oh.
Y'all say hey to GB.
What's going on? Yeah.
Yeah, y'all trying to be funny. Y'all got me damn rims in here, and they hot as hell. And, you know, my ass big, and I'm trying to get some food. I'm trying to see what y'all can do on the 5th of July, because I ain't trying to wait 5 days until the 5th of July. I'm trying to eat right now.
Well, girl, but we ain't got no food up in here. I heard that it's National Hot Dog Day, though, so I think all the hot dogs is going on sale for 18 cents. So you might want to hit them up.
Yeah,
we'll
go to the grocery store.
For real?
Why you out there getting the hot dog
bun
too?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, when y'all were over there, y'all talking about, excuse me, y'all caught. y'all were talking on the radio about some bikini. They told me that I cut my butt too big, because they've been calling me GB girl butt. I ain't no girl, but I got a girl butt. Can I wear a bikini?
No, well, I don't think you can do that.
We ain't really trying to get down like that. And plus, we just ate, you know, so we ain't really trying to throw up. But
Y'all trying to be what my sister said. Y'all trying to be funny, cause
yeah.
If I got a girl butt and I can fit in the bikini, I want to be down like red.
No, you keep that to yourself.
Yeah, you say you want to be down like. If you wear a bikini, then we all gonna have to drink brandy. So I think you don't need no brandy. We'll have to
really, yo, for real, Casey, for real, Elliot, for real, like that.
It's just like girl, but to get everybody's name wrong, actually it's Leo. He's really not no alien. It's actually CK, not KC. I know you're probably hungry for some chicken, but it's CK.
Oh, okay. I know that's right, Slate D. You're cool again. You're cool again, boy.
It's C Slate, not Slate D.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, I know that's right, chicken. But, that's what I'm trying to do. So y'all got this discussion about skinny women. Dating big guys and short women dating tall guys, right?
No, it's skinny guys dating big women, and it's tall women dating short guys.
That's what I said.
No, you said something
That's
else, but I think you've been drinking some brandy too, but it's all good.
A little bit more than that.
First of all, let me tell you, first of all, this is my sister Poeta just did her show, okay? Let me tell you something, Slick. And the other thing about it, y'all ain't got to be doing me like that and stuff. Girl, all my life, they be joking me. Stop it. Come on here, come on. You got to go because you messed up the show. And we trying to get you the last couple of minutes, okay,
GB?
He been drinking some Kool-Aid Ciroc. I don't know what's going on with him.
I'm sorry, guys. He get real emotional, and I don't understand what's going on and stuff. He's going to roll up out of here, okay? All right, and we're going to get with you another time. You're going to call security? Okay. It's okay. It's okay, GB. I'm going to talk to you a little bit later. All right, sir. All right, Bo. All right, Casey. All right, Elliot. All right, Slate Dog.
Don't mix Kool-Aid and Ciroc. People, please, do not mix red Kool-Aid and Ciroc. That's what happens.
No, she mixing dark. He mixing dark and lights. He on something else.
Well, Miss PYT, I also want to see if you want to answer and weigh in on this question.
I'm not sure if your height or what have you. Are you a fairly tall woman or medium height or average height for a woman?
I consider myself medium height. I'm about 5'6" and 3/4".
Okay, that's pretty tall. So what are your thoughts on getting a shorter guy about 5 feet? What are your thoughts? Is that a deal breaker?
Well, how tall?
5 feet.
You said 5 feet?
Yes.
I really never thought too hard about dating a little fella.
Okay.
It might depend upon the personality. Don't get me wrong. When I first meet a person, I am looking at the height, his build, et cetera. But if his personality is in order and in check, I may be able to get with a little bit of poetry for you.
Okay.
I'm going to try to give him a
ticket. All right. Well, let me be interested to go around real quick, a couple of seconds or less, starting with CK. What are your thoughts? Are you well, I'm seeing what I see, you know, in the studio, but what's your preference? I mean, thinner men or men dating thinner women or plus size? What is the preference and what is the hype about it? Does size matter?
I mean, you know, Felicia's on their own, had her own preference. I personally, I can play, but I love a woman that got some meat on her bones, you know, have something to feel at night, you know, and feel good with. And I times a bone, I leave that for the dog.
Wow. All right. What about you,
Elio? Preference. No, that's no preference for me. It's basically what I'm liking at the time, what am I feeling at the time. Size, it's nothing really, you know. I can go big, I can go skinny. Not too skinny. I can't have skin and bones. I really can't. It's not a good look. I'm not a hefty guy myself, so I don't need skin and bones.
Okay. All right, and our producer, you still on the line with us, Slate? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, two things. I like a tall, thick woman. I mean, because I like to feel. I've always wanted to feel like King Kong, climbing the Empire State Building. So, you know, that's why I like a tall, thick woman, so I could just climb, and then when I reach the top, I could beat on my chest. I'm with Elio. I don't like a really, really thin woman because I don't want us to be walking and holding hands and she just vanished on me. So I really don't like no, you know, she's so skinny, she just vanished on me. So I really don't want no thin woman. But I like some woman with some meat on her bones, you know, something to hold on to.
You don't want
to
Right. Do we have any more listeners on the line at this time?
Well, let's go to the line. Let's see what we got. I think we got one more on the line.
All right.
Caller, area code 757-696. What's your name? You and I got something to say, show.
Hey, yo, this is Russell Jones calling in to let you know that.
Russell Jones.
Russell Jones is my ex-boyfriend. What's going on, Russell? Why are you talking to me?
I just want to say that I love a girl got meat on her bones. No girls.
Oh, no.
Man, you can't take them out to eat nothing. They're too petite to eat. You know what I mean? I like big girls because you know they eat. They eat good. You know what I'm saying?
Russell, you sound like a girl with meat in her hand, not meat on her bones.
What? Let me tell you something. Big girls need love, too. You know what I mean? More loving. More loving, you know, got meat on their bones. Them little girls ain't got nothing on me, you know what I'm saying? You going to do something, they might break.
And I see winos need love, too, so.
Ooh. Let me tell you something. Russell Jones, man, you know what? I ain't a wino, but I love me something to drink. You know what I'm saying? The brown paper bag, that's what I like.
Is that right?
Yeah, that brown paper bag.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen of the D Hour Show Network, radio show network, the I Got Something to Say radio show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a reoccurring guest. Should I say yes? You know, PYT is a family member, but unfortunately, you know, the word X is an X. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to introduce to you Russell Jones. Hi, Russell.
What up, everybody? How y'all doing out there?
Well, I was doing great. I was doing excellent during the whole entire show. We're on the line with CK and LEL, and also, you know, Slate, and they're in the studio with me. I'm putting emphasis in the studio with me and Miss PYT, because you have to treat me like that. I loved you for all of your flaws and all, and you want to treat me like that. And
what you talking about, girl? What you mean?
I think she just went color purple on you, man. So
I think she went
purple.
Yeah. I'm
gonna
tell you something.
I loved you for all your flaws and all. When Jerry Curl went green, I was there.
Hey, when she say everything you do, you better run.
And let me tell you something. I got that Jerry Curl juice dripping hat in the closet. You can come on. You can take a look at it.
You might want to carry a towel with you.
Brothers get fades nowadays. We don't rock Jerry Curls no more.
Y'all don't do that no more. So I got to cut my hair. I will tell you what. I just do that. I do that for my girl. I cut my hair for her.
You might want to recharge the battery on your time machine, brother, because we getting paid these days.
You get paid?
Well, you know, Russell, I want to say, you know, I'm all better now, you know, because listeners, if you're listening, I'm never allow anyone, anything to consume the power over you. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to be the bigger woman right now, because I got my homeboys, D Slay, CK, and LEO in the studio with me. Miss PYT is hanging out. So, Russell Jones, I hereby declare and let you know that I'm over you, and I will be so kind to maybe try to hook you up with PYT.
Let me tell you something. I just want to let y'all know I got a new mixtape coming out, okay? I'm going to send y'all some songs, and it's real hot. It's real hot.
Is it called
Cold Winos? It's hotter than that dude they call Big Wayne. What's his name? Big Wayne. What's his name? Wayne. Who?
It's Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. Oh, well, his cousin, Big Wayne, I got a new mixtape coming out real soon, and I'm going to have to send it to y'all so y'all can play it on air.
Is it on
okay, well, Russell, we're running down to the last little bit of minutes of the show. We've had a very eventful show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be the bigger person, and I'm going to allow you to come on the show, but understand, you have no effect over me, okay? Understand
that. But I miss you, girl.
I miss you.
I got some gourmet ramen noodles at the house, girl. I'm going to come over.
I'm good. I promise you. I'm so good right about now.
Wow.
I'm going to probably allow you to be introduced to Miss PYT. But by the way, my brother, PB, says hi.
Put on the break. Please, gentlemen.
Okay, yeah, but you're on pause right about now.
I'm happy alone.
You're good, Miss PYT?
I'm good, honey. You can keep the ramen noodle.
Okay. No LEO, you got my back. CK, D-Spray, y'all are in the studio.
Y'all got me. I think that brother said he was about to eat some collard green flavored ramen noodle soup. I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, that's what happens when you put an ad on, you know, one of your networking sites, and you never know what you're going to get until it shows up at your front door. So it's a long story. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we're going to be dwindling down to the last couple of minutes of the show. We've had some immense times this evening. We had the opportunity to really talk about some great things, and this is just a sample of what seems to come for the I Got Something to Say radio show. We're going to have a lot of great guests, a lot of great discussions, and a lot of great times in store for you all. We're actually going to be sponsored by some national title sponsors, United States Bullion Trading Commission, as well as Ashley Stewart. and quite a few other people. So we definitely want to say thank you. We're going to take our time to go around the room real quick in the studios. And also later in the month, we're going to possibly be speaking to Malice, rapper, motivational speaker, actor, one half of the Clips. Pusha T was on the BET Awards and his brother. We're going to be interviewing him and some other great nationals. So starting with CK, what are your closing remarks for the evening?
I just want to say everybody be safe or for the holidays. Keep cool. We had a few people in St. Louis that passed due to the heat. And just stay blessed. Love you all.
All right. And also, Elio, what you got for the people?
I just want everybody to stay in touch, rather, and keep stopping by on a weekly basis. The show will improve. And it's a great feel to be on the show. Just, you know, live every day optimistically, where Elio is, you know. You live every moment, do it every day, and be optimistic about it.
Absolutely. And Russell, are you still on the line? Russell Jones, you still on the line?
I think his collard green ramen noodle soup was boiling over, so I think he went to go check on it.
Absolutely. Do we still have Ms. TYT on the line?
Yes, you do.
All right, we got a little thing to say for the people, Ms. TYT. We thank you for hanging out with us. You want to say some closing remarks?
Yes, I just want to tell everybody, you know, be blessed, enjoy the upcoming holiday. I do want to remind you all, you don't have to get drunk or get off, you know, get high off of drugs and things to have a good time. You know, enjoy that natural high so that way you can remember the day after. Be mindful of your surroundings and your personal responsibility to those around you.
Absolutely.
You know, just stay sober. You don't have to get high for the holidays. That's all. That's my word of just safety out there. Just enjoy the natural high. Each day is not promised. And tell somebody you love them and mean it. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. PYT, and our executive producer, the founder, owner, operator of the Hour Show Radio Network. What you got for the people, D. Slate?
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the I Got Something to Say show. Just like Elio said, our show is only going to get better. And make sure you guys keep tuning in to the I Got Something to Say show each week. We're going to have some great guests and, you know, great, you know, information and great shows coming up. So make sure you guys keep tuning in. Make sure you tune into the D Hour Show's Tuesday spot tomorrow with myself and CK. We're going to be talking to actors Marie Johnson. We're going to be getting in with her. We got some poets on the show as well. So tune in tomorrow. And also tune in this Thursday for Celebrity Thursday, because we're going to be talking to Neo Soul superstar Music Soul Child is going to be in the building. So make sure you guys definitely get it in with us. And I agree with Ms. PYT. Make sure you guys are being safe for the holidays. You don't have to be drunk or get high. She said it's the natural high. That's right. And for all the dummies that misunderstood what she said, don't be talking about, oh, well, weed comes from the ground, so that's natural. No, she didn't mean that, dummy. Be on a natural high. Not touching drugs, period, and not touching the alcohol, period. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Okay, be safe. Don't blow nobody up. It's not fun to put firecrackers in people's pockets and light them and run. That's not fun. Okay, be safe. Don't burn nobody's house down. Don't burn nobody up. Enjoy the holidays. Let's do fireworks. Let's get some barbecue. Okay, and let's just enjoy it. Enjoy ourselves and enjoy each other's company. And always, always be blessed. Be blessed.
All right.
I thank you for that. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm the hostess with the mostest, the creator and the host of the I Got Something to Say radio show. You can definitely tune in to hear me as a co-host on Thursday, Celebrity Thursdays this week. As D. Slate has indicated, we will be talking with epic recording artists, Music Soul Child, that is right. And definitely you can check me on Indie Up Saturdays, as I am a co-host on that as well. So you never know what shows on the D Hour Show Radio Network are going to have featured artists, good music, good conversation, a little laughter here and there, and you never know who's going to stop by, such as Russell Jones and GB, a.k.a. Girl Butt. So, ladies and gentlemen, I will be in the Hampton Roads greater area of Virginia Beach, Virginia, tomorrow hosting the Lyrically Spoken open mic show with the Live O-Band, as well as Montego Caribbean is one of the best West Indian Caribbean spots in Hampton Roads in Virginia Beach. So if you're in the DMV area, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia area during the holiday, stop in tomorrow, Tuesday, July the 3rd, and the show starts about 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I will be your lovely MC hostess with the mostest on the microphone. And definitely come check us out. Stay tuned for Anonymous Blue Studios. If you're a recording artist, an indie artist, poet, singer, musician, and you want your music to be heard on any of the shows, definitely feel free to email thehourshow@gmail.com, or you can check us out on Facebook, like our page, The D Hour of The D Hour Show, as well as the I Got Something to Say radio show, Poetic Justice. I am D Slate. He is Miss PYT. She is LEO. He is. And CK. He is. And this is the I Got Something to Say radio show team. Remember, remember, life is short, and so is my real hair. Definitely good night. We love you all. Be safe, be cool, and be easy.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship. The hottest station, show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.